Cruz, first act of GOP-led Congress should be Mayorkas impeachment, the body bags are piling up. By Jeff Poore on July 16, 2022. Friday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, pledged action against the Biden administration for how it has handled the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Texas Republican laid out many of the problems with President Joe Biden's border and immigration policy. He also said the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should be a priority should Republicans win back Congress. Remarks as follows. You know, on the banks of the Rio Grande just in the grass, you found wristbands which I found on the ground here, a couple of white ones. Here's a pink one, here's a green one, and they're all color-coded. This is a yellow one. All of these are color-coded for how many thousands of dollars the people wearing them owe the cartels. This yellow one is tiny. This was obviously worn by a child, it's not broken, the child's hand was small enough to slip it off without it. This is a little child, a little girl, a little boy who is now in America and finds herself or himself owing drug cartels thousands of dollars. And what happens next is that these kids the Biden administration ships them to every city in America. Even if you don't live on the southern border, you're in a border town because there are kids in your town. There are 14, 15, 16-year-old boys who owe the drug cartels thousands of dollars. They're working for the drug cartels, committing crimes in your town. And as bad as that is, the girls have it worse, because the girls find them over and over again trapped in sex slavery. This is immoral. It is horrific and, Sean, there's a reason that Joe Biden hasn't been to the border once as president. There's a reason Kamala Harris has not been to the Rio Grande Valley once as vice president, even though she's supposedly border czar. Because you can't look at this horror and defend it. Joe Biden found the time to go to Saudi Arabia but not to the southern border, to the worst illegal immigration in 62 years. And I got to say, Sean, the body bags are piling up. We saw just a few weeks ago, over 50 illegal immigrants in a tractor trailer outside of San Antonio die of heat exposure, including kids as young as 13. Last year, we had 100,000 people die of drug overdoses with this fentanyl exposure explosion, and the Joe Biden body bags keep getting worse and worse and worse. And, Sean, the only good thing of all of this horror is it's opening people's eyes. I think November is going to be a red tidal wave. I think South Texas is going to turn red. And if and when Republicans retake Congress, I believe one of the very first priorities is that we should impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. I think the House will do that and the Senate needs to conduct a trial. We need to put on a trial and put on the evidence of the people that are suffering and dying as a result of Joe Biden's dereliction of duty. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.